The normally dry subject of committee referrals is creating a bit of a stir in the state capitol. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Last week, a group of five senators introduced a resolution to amend the Alaska Constitution to allow for a school voucher program. The measure was supposed to be heard in the Education Committee. That is, until it suddenly wasn't, as Senator Gary Stevens, a Republican from Kodiak and chair of the Education Committee, discovered while traveling in Kentucky on business.
I learned an important lesson last Friday. Never, never, never leave town. No matter how calm and uneventful you think things will be in your absence, don't believe it. Stay in Juneau until the bitter end.
The voucher resolution was removed from his committee and will instead be heard in Judiciary and Finance. A similar resolution to strike language from the Constitution that prohibits direct funding of religious schools stalled in the Education Committee during the last legislature. During the Senate floor session on Tuesday, Stevens described the voucher question as the most momentous education issue that he had encountered during his years in the legislature. He also announced that he would hold hearings on the issue of vouchers, even if his committee wasn't processing the measure.
I don't know the answer to the question of whether vouchers will be good for Alaska or not good for Alaska, but we will do our best to find the right answer, without prejudice and without emotion, but with civility and respect for all opinions.
The legislature already held a hearing on education reform earlier this month, and the four experts invited to speak all advocated for vouchers. Stevens says he doesn't believe in bottling up legislation just because he doesn't support it.
I have no objection to the resolution being moving ahead, though I don't personally agree with it, and I would, if eventually it makes it to the ballot box, probably vote against it based on our constitutional principle of separation of church and state. You see, Mr. President, I really like the First Amendment to the Constitution. I like it a lot.
When talking about the constitutional question of funding religious schools, Stevens quoted James Madison to back up his position. He also cited Alaskan founding father Jack Coghill, former lieutenant governor and father of Senator John Coghill, a co-sponsor of the voucher resolution and the current judiciary chair. I stopped by the younger Coghill's office later that day to find out what he thought of the resolution. He jokes that he doesn't mind having his father's arguments used in opposition to his own, and when I ask him about the referral process, he gets up from his desk.
So let me get the Constitution real quick. Constitution says, no money shall be paid from public funds for the direct benefit of any religious or other private educational institution. That's the part that is to be amended out. So it's really, can money go for other purposes than what we're doing now?
Coghill, a Republican from Fairbanks, says that the way he sees the process going, the resolution would get consideration from the Judiciary and Finance Committees and then appear on the floors of the House and Senate. If two-thirds of the legislators voted for it, it would go to the ballot, where a majority of voters would need to approve it. Coghill says that if it passes and the legislature starts talking specifics on a voucher program, that's the obvious place for the Education Committee to jump in.
So what Senator Stevens is saying is accurate and probably one of the debates, but we can't even have that debate until we ask the people, can we have that debate? And he says it's unconstitutional. Well, he's right in that our Constitution now has that barrier.
Coghill also says he understands why Stevens would like the Education Committee to get involved in the debate sooner rather than later. Senate President Charlie Huggins, who made the move to skip education, has said the voucher resolution could once again be referred to education down the road. This isn't the first time this session that committee referrals have been questioned. Last week, Senate Democrats objected that a bill defining what qualifies as a medically necessary abortion was not referred to the Health and Human Services Committee, and that a measure concerning the development of a hydroelectric site in a state park was not directed to resources. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.